KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Loop City with the basketball. Taylor Quinn, top of the circle to Roy, over to Jarzynka. He comes to the high post, spins into the paint, pull-up jumper. The lefty hits the eight-footer. 5 points in the game now for Jed Jarzynka.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament featuring Overton, Loop City, Centura, and the host Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Overton now with an eight-point lead. There's a give-and-go underneath. Short jumper up and in. Olmstead finding a way to get open. Zach now with 10 points.
Overton and Ravenna are ranked number one in their respective classes to start the season. Centura and Loop City look to pull off one final upset before the end of 2010. It's the Blue Jay Holiday Tournaments coming up next. But first, the New Tech pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Ravenna High School. Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the postseason and holiday. It's really not postseason, but it's holiday tournament time. And we've got it for you here on Classic Hits with today's boys semifinals, the first day back from Christmas and the Christmas break. Loop City and Overton, our first boys game, followed by the host Ravenna taking on Centura. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our girls game earlier today. The final score, Loop City over Overton, 39-29. In other action, the SEM girls today, a winner over Hitchcock County, 50-43. We'll take a break. Be back with the starting lineups in a minute on Classic Hits.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by our friends at Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the visitors from Loop City, number 12 is a 5'9 sophomore, Austin Bocart. Number 22 is a 5'10 sophomore, Riley Lambrick. Number 20 is a 5'10 sophomore, Cole Lambrick. Number 30, a 5'10 sophomore, Brady Lewandowski. And number 50, a 5'8 freshman, Brady Rasmussen. Head coach of the Red Raiders, Paul Henry, assisted by Mark Higgins. They're 3-4 on the season. For Overton, number 10 of the 5'11 sophomore, Matt Ayton. Number 22, a 6'3 senior, Jacob Jensen. Number 30, a 6'4 senior, Brady Weiss. Number 32, a 5'11 senior, Zach Olmstead. And number 34, a 6'2 junior, Jacob Olmstead. Head coach Jay Starr, assisted by Clint Little, 4-1 on the season, ranked number one of the preseason in D1. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader, Terry and Jason Stark, wishing the teams the best of luck. And we'll have the opening tip next.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
The opening tip is going to be won by Overton off the toss there of our great officiating crew tonight, and Overton's going to get it underneath the Jensen, whose short turnaround jumper no good. He tips it out, and Brady Rasmussen is there to grab it for Loop City. He'll push the ball off the floor and get it on the low block. Loop City, young, and a couple of kids out tonight that aren't young, trying to work against this number one team, and down low, the freshman Brady Rasmussen will put it up no good, and Jacob Jensen will have the rebound. And up the floor with it comes Overton. Olmstead's going to take the first shot for him of the ball game. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Brady Lewandowski off the miss of Jake Olmstead. Loop City, long outlet pass. They're going to overthrow it. And out of bounds it goes. So Overton will get the ball back on the Loop City turnover. Jim Langan. Langan and Heinrichs doing the officiating here. A minute in and no score. Loop City, their senior Seth Kavinsky is out with illness. Mitch Higgins, the real height of this team, is out with a back injury. And so they only have 9 kids suited tonight, and they're all freshmen and sophomore outside of Ty Elsner, who is a junior. Overton to throw it in here. The team that made it to the D1 finals last year gets it to Olmstead. Fadeaway jumper up and in for Jacob Olmstead. And Overton has the first bucket of the ball game. They lead it 2-0. Loop City quickly tries to get it down the floor. Down the low block, driving through the baseline is Cole Lambrick. Kicks it off. Jumper by Rasmussen, no good. Offensive rebound by Lambrick. Bounce pass down low, trying to get it to Rasmussen. He can't handle it. And out of bounds it goes. So this young Loop City team going to have their hands full here today with Overton. They're going to have to play solid defense. They've already made a nice couple of blocks out on Overton misses, and they're going to have to play very mentally strong as Olmstead puts it on the floor, drives it into the lane, kicks it out to Jensen for the three. It's no good, and it's one and done as the rebound is brought down by Riley Lambrick this time off the Overton miss. Into the front court comes Loop City. Skip pass across. They'll get it in the hands there of Austin Bogart. Bogart hands it off and kicks it back up top. Reverse it left side. The Loop City Club, a good football season after falling down to D2. They had to bang through injuries and illness there before drawing the worst draw you could get going into the playoffs and getting Sargent. Actually gave Sargent as good a game as they had until they got to the finals. Shot up here by Rasmussen is no good, and it's going to be Weiss coming out of there with a basketball. Four Overton up to Jensen into the corner. Here's Olmstead. Jacob for three, and it's off the iron. No good. Rebound is brought down by Austin Bogart. Bogart outlet pass against the pressure, tipped and stolen away. Overton gets it back. Olmstead looks at the three in transition, puts it up, and it is in. Jacob Olmstead hits the 3-point bucket, and that'll make it 5-0. Bounce pass into the corner. Loop City trying to get back before they can get set. Shot blocked from behind by Olmstead, and he knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Red Raiders. Overton staying on the outside shot. You got to wonder why they would do that. Get out, get your lead here against this younger ball club, and announce your presence inside where your strength is. Into the ball game for Loop City is Matt Jarzynka. Inbounds pass. Lambrick fires up a three. It's over everything. And chasing down the loose ball, Matt Ayton wins the race. And Ayton will bring the ball up the floor here for Overton, whose only loss came to Overton Loomis in overtime in a game they had a double-digit lead in. Into the paint, they get it to Zach Olmstead. There you go, the big fella. Short jumper up and in, and it is 7-0 in favor of the Eagles. Loop City into the front court. Up top they'll go. Jarzynka swings it over the right side. Ball knocked away. Weiss is going to get the steal. Numbers aren't there for Weiss, so he'll slow it up. Give it to Olmstead, the trailer at the top of the key. Jacob goes left corner to Jensen, now down to Zach Olmstead, back out to Jake Olmstead for another three. That one is no good. A rebound comes out long to Matt Jarzynka. He boxes out the shooter. Loop City doing a good job on the glass. Bogart brings it into the front court, right corner. Swings it to the left side to Rasmussen. Brady, good bounce pass through traffic, and the shot by Bogart is blocked out of there by Jake Olmstead. That's where you're seeing your juniors and seniors playing freshmen and sophomores. They're just more physical, bigger. Three-pointer, Weiss, left-hand corner, is up and in, and Loop City is going to call a timeout, but actually the Red Raiders haven't been playing that bad. They find themselves down 10-0 to a much more experienced Overton team. 4:10 to go first quarter. We'll be right back.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Joe's Market in Loup City is proud to support the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Out of the Loup City timeout, Red Raiders will have it, still looking for their first points. Austin Jacobowski checks in during the timeout. 10-0 Overton midway through the first quarter. Loup City just hasn't found a way to get a shot to fall for him here, and it's almost impossible to get the ball inside. They're trying to post up the freshman, Jarzinka, at 6'2", Olmsted, covering Lewandowski, who can be a pretty good shooter. Great defense here by Overton. 30 seconds have come off the clock now, since the timeout, and Loup City has still not got a shot away here. Lewandowski taken away by Olmsted. Olmsted out ahead of the pack. He'll take it to the rack. The layup is good. Jacob Olmsted with the steal and score. And it's a 12-0 start here for the Overton Eagles. Loup City into the left-hand corner to Jacobowski. Back up Lewandowski. We talked with Coach Paul Henry of Loup City at halftime of the girls' game. He says, we try to get a shot before we make a mistake because we are young. And right now they just can't get a shot because of the great defense. Dallas Bavard is in there for Overton defensively. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 12-0 against the Overton man-to-man defense. You've got Tanner Ryan in there for the Eagles as well. With it between the circles is Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen decides to drive, and he'll put the shot up, and it is no good. Jim Langan makes the call on that one, calls the foul, and to the line to shoot two will be Brady Rasmussen. 12-0 Overton. 2:50 to go here in the first quarter, and the free throw is no good. The foul was called on Dallas Bavard. First of the game on either team. Checking back in, Jensen for Overton and Cole Lambrick for Loup City. Second free throw, Brady Rasmussen is up and in, and Loup City is on the board as Rasmussen makes the first free throw there. At the other end, Bavard in traffic, puts it up, no good, but Tanner Ryan is there for the offensive putback. Ryan, just a little taller that time, grabs the loose ball and puts it up and in. 14-1 Overton. Loup City gets it down low, trying to make some room for himself. Lambrecht and Jensen with that athletic ability leaps up and blocks it away. A good defensive play. Ryan takes it down the lane. His little jumper is going to be good. Tanner Ryan with the floater down the middle. And Overton now looking like the team we know they are. The outlet pass is taken away by Matt Ayton. Ayton up the floor, tries to get it to Ryan, the trailer, but throws it behind him and out of bounds. And that'll be the first turnover for Overton. And right back into the ball game will be Austin Bocart for Loup City. 16-1 Overton, 2:10 to go here in this first quarter of play. Could potentially have a matchup of number one teams in the championship tomorrow as Loup City gets it down to Lambrecht, close, put it up in the paint, and it rolls off. That was one of their best looks. Rebound, Jensen goes all the way to the other end, and he is fouled. So Jacob Jensen will go to the line and shoot the first free throws of the game for Overton. If Ravenna and Overton both win, they were preseason number one, Overton in D1, Loup City in C2. And Jensen's free throw is no good. So he'll have a second one coming. The boys' championship is tomorrow at 6:15. The consolation is at 2:45. Jensen's second free throw is up and in. He's got his first point. 17-1. Overton with the lead. Loup City throws over the top. Lambrick pull-up jumper. No good for Riley. A little strong. Rebound brought down by Olmsted. Olmsted into the front court. Takes it to the right side of the key. Ryan flashes through up to Jensen. Jacob fakes the three, comes down the paint, got tripped up, but a travel going to be called. Second turnover here for the Eagles. Back into the ball game. Overton, they're going to have pretty free reign here today with this ball game. They got off to a good lead. Back in is Zach Olmsted, checking in for the first time. Max Flores also back in is going to be Brady Weiss. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Loup City looking for their first bucket of the ball game, trailing 17-1. And a double dribble. Seventh turnover for Loup City. Again, if you're just joining us, all freshmen and sophomores in this lineup today for Loop City. They have just two juniors and one senior. Ty Elsner, the lone junior on the ball club, because senior Seth Skabinski and junior Mitch Higgins are out. Now Overton turns it over for the third straight possession. The steal made here by Riley Lambrick, who hustles it into the front court to Luke Dusty. Fakes the three, got by Olmstead, ran over Jensen, and a blocking foul going to be called on Jensen. Lewandowski didn't take the shot. He passed it off, so it will be no free throws. But Jacob Jensen with his first personal foul. Second team foul here on Overton. In for Loop City will be Alex Spatansky, another sophomore. Loop City to throw it in. Bocard tries to get to the right-hand corner. Overton went for the steal, didn't get it. The jumper's up and in by Brady Rasmussen. He's got the first 3 points of the ball game here for Loop City with a minute to go in the first quarter. Weiss brings it up the floor for Overton. High post, kicks it out on the wing. Caton, open three. Matt off the front of the iron. Little flat, no good. Rebound brought down by Austin Bocard. Bocard up the floor. He finds Jacobowski. Baseline left side. 8-footer good. Back-to-back buckets here for the Red Raiders. 17-5 Overton as Weiss brings it into the front court. Brady pulls it left wing. One thing Coach Jay Stair doesn't want to see his team become as complacent, especially coming out of the holiday break. They had a slow start, then they turned on for about 4 minutes. Now they've slowed it down again as Jensen will take it strong to the hoop. He'll score off the window and be fouled. Chance for a three-point play here for Jacob Jensen. He is one of two at the line. Now has 3 points. The foul was called on Riley Lambrick. The first foul of the ball game for Loop City. Jensen's free throw is too strong. Weiss goes up and grabs the rebound. And a three-pointer by Olmstead. Zach this time in and out, no good. Pulled down by the Red Raiders. Alex Spatansky with his first board. Gives it off to Bocard with 10 seconds to go. Bocard hands it off to Rasmussen. He wants the shot, drives the lane, a little out of control, but spun it up and scored. And that will be the end of the first quarter of play. Nice little spin move in there. Rasmussen gets his fifth point. And after one quarter, it's over to 19. Loop City 7. You're listening to the Vetta Holiday Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits. We're back in a minute.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Loop City and protect what needs protected in your life. A proud supporter of all area high school sports, RAI of Nebraska.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR and the World Wide Web as always at KKPR.com. Loop City will get the ball to start the second quarter of play, but they trail by a score of 19-7. Bocart with it on the left wing, kicks it up top. Lambrick looked at the three, not open enough to get it away, though. Give you some first quarter numbers here in just a moment. It's 19-7 Overton, the number one team in D1 with the lead. Off the switch, Jacobowski puts it up, partially blocked, no good. Offensive rebound, though, call Lambrick, and Cole will put it back up and in. So after not scoring a bucket in the first 7 minutes of the game, that's four buckets in the last minute and a half here for Loop City, and they have cut it down to 10, 19-9. Down low, Olmstead is way too low, throws it up. The ball is going to be swatted out to Aiton. He drives. It's no good. Then we're going to get a jump ball between Zach Olmstead and looked like Cole Lambrick. 19-9 in favor of Overton, the number one team in D1. Loop City 4-3 with their wins against a bunch of teams with one win. As the three-pointer is no good on the inbounds pass, Olmstead, the rebound brought down again by Riley Lambrick. And up the floor comes Loop City, just about stolen away. Lewandowski has it, tries to fire it inside to Lambrick, stolen away by Jacob Olmstead. Up the floor to Zach Weiss. Weiss fouled. Or is it going to be Olmstead? Yeah, Olmstead fouled. Jacob to Zach. They thought it was a clean block. Not that time for Loop City. And two free throws coming up for Zach Olmstead. All the free throws so far in the game for Overton from Jensen. Jacob, 1 for 3. Free throw here, no good. Overton has not shot free throws well this season. For Loop City, they've been to the line once. They're 1 of 2. Second free throw on the way. It's short and out of bounds, tipped out by Jacob Olmstead. In the first quarter, turnovers, Loop City 7, Overton 3. Rebounds, Loop City 8, Overton 7. Three-point shooting, Overton was 2 of 7. Loop City was 0 of 1. Brady Rasmussen has 5 for Loop City. Jacob Olmstead has 7 to lead Overton. A minute into the second quarter, here comes Bocart, drops it off for Lambrecht on the low post. Riley to Cole. Cole makes a nice move and scores. Cole Lambrecht with his second bucket here in the quarter. 19-11, and it looks like some of the jitters may have worn off here for Loop City. They cut the lead down to 8. They were down 16-1. Now they get it to Olmstead, and he'll be fouled by Lambrecht. The Olmstead boys decided to get a little strong that time, and they draw the foul. Two free throws coming up for Zach, who just missed a couple. Riley Lambrecht with his second personal foul. That's the fourth team foul. Now they're going to say it's the first foul on Riley, according to the board. And the free throw is up and in. Second free throw now for Zach Olmstead. Trying to take the lead back out to 10. On the way, and it's good. 21-11. Overton with the lead. 10 points again. Loop City basketball. Up top with it is Austin Bocart. Bocart between the circles. Bounce pass to the right elbow to Lambrecht. Cole hands it off to Riley on the wraparound. Swings it over the left side to Rasmussen into the corner to Bocart. Guarded there in the man-to-man by Matt Ayton. Picks his dribble up. Needs some help. Throws it all the way out to midcourt. And Riley Lambrecht goes up to grab it. Man-to-man trying to spread it. Look for a pick or a back cut. Lewandowski just holds it. Hands it off Lambrecht. Open three on the way. And good for Riley Lambrecht. First three of the ball game for Loop City. 21-14. Overton, who led by 15, now leads by 7 with 5:45 to go here in the first half. As usual, Coach Stair, not much expression, just watching what's going on. As Olmstead takes a shot, no good. Got a rebound, no good. Jensen got it. Zach Olmstead couldn't get it to go, but Jacob Jensen did. 5 points for Jensen. 23-14, Overton on the low post, Loop City. To Lambrecht, takes it back out to Lewandowski. Brady needs to get rid of the basketball here, so he swings it over to Rasmussen, throws through the lane to Lambrecht. Riley got the double team, looks for somebody to get it to. Nobody there. It's tipped and stolen away. Here comes Olmstead down the floor and scoring Jacob with his 9th point of the basketball game. 25-14, now the lead back out to 11 after back-to-back buckets by Overton. Loop City across the timeline with 4:55 to go here in the first half. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the stats, look back at the girls' game. Loop City won it 39-29. We'll also preview our second boys' game, Centura and Ravenna. Driving in, Loop City Bocart got it to Lambrecht. He is in the trees, and he tries to put up a one-hand fadeaway. It's short, and Jacob Olmstead has the rebound. Across the timeline here, the Eagles lead it by 11. Olmstead well out on the right side of the key. Jacob gets it to Zach. Zach underneath Jensen. Nice step through, but missed the reverse. And the rebound brought down by Lewandowski, his second. Loop City holding their own on the boards here in the first half against the taller, more physical, and obviously more experienced Overton Ball Club. Up top, Cole Lambrecht passes on the three. He had a good look at it. Over to Rasmussen. Over to Riley Lambrecht in the left-hand corner, working there on Weiss. Tried to poke it away. Now Bocart drives in. It's going to be blocked. Matt Hayton from behind. It's 2-on-2. Olmstead down the middle. Runs over a man and draws the charge. Rasmussen got down the floor quick enough to get the charge on Jacob Olmstead. That'll be his first and the team's third. Back into the ball game for Overton will be Tanner Ryan and Dallas Bavard. Check it out will be Hayton and Jensen. 3:53 to go here in the first half of play. It's 25-14 Overton by 11. They jumped out 16-1. Loop City cut up to 7. Now back-to-back buckets have it back up to 11. Rasmussen left side of the wing. Into the corner to Bocart. Trying to post up the big fella Jarzynka. He's getting shoved around. Just a freshman, remember. even though he's 6'2". Now Laverick comes down. Riley off to Cole, and the short jumper good, and a foul to go along with it. Great pass from Riley Laverick to brother Cole. The sophomore's hookup and a three-point play opportunity here for Cole Laverick, who has all six of his points in the second quarter. And the foul, I believe, was on Bavard. Free throw is in and out, though no good. Rebound brought down by Brady Weiss, his third. Fouls are even at four apiece, 3:20 to go here in the first half. 25-16 the score. Left elbow, here comes Olmstead, and he's going to be fouled. I think they're going to give him some free throws as he was shoved. Nope, they're going to say no shot. I thought Mr. Langan was looking to see if it went in or not. The foul will be called on Riley Lambrick. That's his second. Overton ball underneath. Tanner Ryan breaks free right down the lane, but missed the layup. And the rebound brought down by Austin Bocart, his third. Outlet pass to Rasmussen. Up top, Lambrick. He doesn't want the three. Riley does, though, and he hits it. His second three. Riley Lambrick with his second three-pointer. And Loop City not going away. It's 25-19 Overton with 2:50 to go here in the first half of play. Olmstead up to Weiss inside. Olmstead got shoved. Zach that time. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Jarzynka. Outlet pass to get it to the other end. Lambrick lays it up and in. Cole Lambrick. Timeout Overton. Coach Jay Stair didn't even get up. The official looked over because he knew they might want one, and he just says a full-length timeout. So, after being down 15, the young Loup City Red Raiders have cut it to 4 against number 1 Overton. 2:37 to go here in the first half. Overton 25, Loup City 21. We'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Overton out of the timeout. Let's see what Jay Stair told the boys, if he was stern with them or what, because their 15-point lead is down to 4. With 2:20 to go here in this first half, and that is without turning the ball over in the second quarter. A 3 by Ayton is no good. Jensen, though, boxes out and gets the rebound and the putback. Jacob Jensen now has 7 points with a good offensive rebound, and it's 27-21. Loup City basketball, Rasmussen up front, couple of dribbles, still going right side into the double team, now swings it all the way back out to midcourt to Bocart, and they'll reset. Austin brings it to the right side against Tanner Ryan and the man-to-man from Overton. Swing it all the way in the left-hand corner to Rasmussen, guarded there by Jacob Olmstead. A little give and go, they try to set up, good up by Lambrecht, and missed it the first time. Cole got it again, and then he's fouled. Cole Lambrecht will go to the line and shoot two. How about this sophomore? He has really stepped it up here in the second quarter with 8 points and 4 rebounds. He missed his only free throw attempt earlier of the quarter. He gets 2 here. The foul on Jacob Jensen, his second. And the free throw by Cole Lambrecht is going to be in there. 9 for Cole. 27-22. Jacob Olmstead in. Jensen out with those 2 fouls. 1:37 to go before halftime. And the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Second free throw now coming up for Cole Lambrick. On the way and in. And Lambrick will check out of the basketball game. And in his place comes Austin Jacobowski. 27-23 Overton. They jumped out to a 16-1 lead. Loup City didn't get off one until there was a minute to go in the quarter. So they've scored 22 points here in less than 8 minutes. Overton ball wide open. 3 on the way. Brady Weiss can't connect. And the defensive rebound is going to be grabbed there. Loup City lost it, and it's stolen for an easy layup by Jacob Olmstead. He had 2 Red Raiders right next to each other, and neither one knew who wanted to head up the floor with it. So a costly turnover there for Loup City, their 10th. directed to an easy layup for Overton and Jake Olmstead, who now has 11 points. Here's Bocarn, dribbles into the double team out to Rasmussen. Rasmussen to the corner, throws it up top, Lewandowski, and going for the steal. They're going to get a foul on Jacob Olmstead. That'll be the sixth team foul on the Overton Eagles. So no free throws yet. It's the second personal foul on Olmstead. And it looks like Coach Jay Stair is going to take him out and bring in Dallas Bavard with less than a minute to go here. Got a couple of guys that he doesn't want to get three fouls, considering Loop City's hanging around here. 50 seconds to go before halftime. Rasmussen between the circles. They clear the lane. He gets by his man, and he makes the floater. 7 points for Brady Rasmussen. 29-25 Overton. 40 seconds to go before halftime. Puts a little more energy in all the Red Raiders, including Coach Paul Henry, as they spread the floor again, trying to post up Zach Olmstead. Leaning on him is Cole Lambrecht. Quite the battle going in there. They're going to front him. They've got a double team with 25 seconds. Reverse it over to Matt Eaton, left side of the key. Now they get it into him. Turnaround jumper, Olmstead off the heel. No good. Rebound batted around, and Brady Rasmussen has it for Loop City. 15 seconds to go. Could make it a one-possession game. Loop City with 10 seconds. They tell him to slow it down. There's not enough time to slow it down. Rasmussen into the corner to Bocart with 5. Back out Rasmussen. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. He comes in between the double team, and his jumper off the iron. No good. But what a comeback here by the Loop City Red Raiders. The coaches and the fans can't be any more happy than right now. All freshmen and sophomores on the floor, and they're only 4 down to the very experienced number one Overton Eagles in this battle of D1 ball clubs here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. At the half, 29-25, the lead belongs to Overton, but Loop City is hanging in there. Ravenna plays next against Centura. We'll talk about that. We'll recap the girls' game from earlier this afternoon. It's all coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on Classic Hits.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
And welcome back to Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports throughout the season and the 2010 year almost over. But the basketball season not reaching the halfway point. We're into that second third of the season, as we like to call it, the first third before Christmas, the second third between Christmas and the conference tournament, and then that conference tournament for some, or the postseason for others, that final third of the season. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loop City, and Overton. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, wishing you a happy holiday and a happy new year. At the half, it is Loop City trailing Overton by a score of 29-25, but Loop City was down 16-1 in this basketball game. Earlier this afternoon in the girls' semifinal, and let's preface this by saying there are only 3 games each day this year at the holiday tournament because the Centura girls are down in Florida. The Centura boys are here. The Centura girls, an opportunity to go play a holiday tournament in Florida where they play their first game tomorrow against Franklin, Tennessee. That is tomorrow morning at 7:45 Central Time. So they did not find a replacement for them. Ravenna receives a first-round bye, and Ravenna will take on Loop City in the championship game tomorrow. There will be no consolation game. Loop City pulled away in the fourth quarter for a 39-29 win over Overton. It was a low-scoring game. Looked like it wouldn't be quite that low-scoring. 12-9 at the end of the first quarter. Overton had the lead. Loup City missed a ton of three-pointers in the first half and a ton of second and third chance shots in this ball game, but Brooke Henry poured in a season high 20 points to help her ball club to a 39-29 victory. They had 45 total rebounds, 12 for Shelby Spilnick, 10 for Ashley Hall, 8 apiece for Morgan McDonald and Brooke Henry. They go to 5-3. Overton falls to 1-5. Grace Eklund had 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Miranda Farley, 7 points, 10 rebounds. And the Overton girls, from their varsity roster of 2 weeks ago, had 5 players scratched off that roster for a variety of reasons, including at least 2 that would have been very significant contributors, and 3-year starter Lori Callahan, one of those. So Overton 1-5, and they are off until after the first of the year when they play Gibbon. And they will be on the road for quite a while as well. Both of these teams have a lot of road games after the first of the year. So tomorrow, the girls' championship, Ravenna and Loup City at 4:30, right during this time slot here on KKPR. Then the boys' championship at 6:15. Tomorrow, the boys' consolation game is at 2:45, and we will have that on ESPN Radio 1460 between the two losers of our boys' games tonight, which many people believed would be Loup City and Centura, because you've got two number one teams in Overton and Ravenna. But you never know. We've seen some games come right down to the wire here and an upset or two in the past. And Loup City trying to give Overton all they want tonight. It is 29-25 at the half. Overton leads it by 4, and we'll look at the numbers in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for our basketball game. First off, for the Loup City Red Raiders, Austin Jacobowski has put in a bucket, so he's got 2 points in the ball game. Austin Bocarn has 3 rebounds. Cole Lambrick is the leading scorer. He has 10 points all came in the second quarter. He's got 4 rebounds. Riley Lambrick has hit a pair of threes. He's got 6 points, 2 rebounds. Brady Lewandowski, 2 rebounds. Matt Jarzynka, 2 rebounds. Alex Spatansky, a rebound. And Brady Rasmussen, 7 points and 3 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter and 2 of 3 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 7 in the first quarter, and they cut that down to 3 in the second. Foul situation, Riley Lambrecht has a couple, and outside of that, no problem for Loup City, who had 7 points in the first quarter but pulled down 18 in the second. At the half for the Red Raiders, 25 points, 17 rebounds, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 3 from 3-point land, and 10 turnovers. We'll look at Overton's first half numbers right after this.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Continuing on during the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for the Overton Eagles, Matt Ayton, 2 rebounds and 1 block shot. Jacob Jensen, 7 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Brady Weiss, 3-pointer for his total, 3 rebounds. Zach Olmstead, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Jacob Olmstead, 11 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. And Tanner Ryan has 4 points and a rebound. 7 rebounds in each quarter for Overton. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first and none in the second. Foul situation, Jacob Olmstead and Jacob Jensen each have 2. So the 10 points that Overton scored in the second quarter, even more amazing that they didn't turn it over. Just couldn't get any shots to fall. 19 points in the first, 10 in the second at the half. 29 points, 14 rebounds, 3 out of 7 from the free throw line, 2 of 10 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, 3 turnovers. The 4-1 top-ranked team in D1 from Overton leading Loup City at the half, 29-25. You've been listening to the Venice Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And with Langen and Heinrichs doing the basketball officiating, they'll hand it to Loup City, and we'll get underway here in the third quarter of play. Let's see if the Red Raiders can keep things carried over from the second quarter where they outplayed Overton, or will the Eagles come out like they did in the first quarter with a 16-1 run. Right now they open it up for Rasmussen, who comes down the lane, and it was wide open, and somebody reaches in and gives them a little hand on the hip on the way by. So foul here on Overton to start the second half. It'll be there. First, obviously, of the half, and Loup City to throw it in. They call it on Matt Ayton, and the inbounds pass all the way to midcourt to Rasmussen. Swings it over to Lewandowski on the weak side. Left side, guarded by Jensen. Back out top, Bocart trying to spread the floor. Comes to the right side there, crossover dribble. Up top, they go to Lambrick. Riley off the pick, comes away, fires the 10-footer, no good. Ball tipped into the corner, out of bounds off of Ayton. And right there, Lewandowski just kind of stayed in his way so that he couldn't try and throw it back in. Loup City will take it out deep in the corner in the front court. It'll be Bocart to do so. Loup City lined up like it was going to be underneath the hoop, which was a mistake, and now they're going to have trouble getting it in. The inbounds pass tipped away again. They'll try it again. And Loup City will throw it in. Out on the wing, they get it to Riley Lambrick. Riley has hit a couple of threes, lobs it down to Cole. Cole on the low post, tries to go over a couple of Olmsteads and Jensen's. It's no good. Ball out of bounds to Overton. Not only does Overton have a little bit of height, but boy, they can leap. Jensen gets up. The Olmstead boys can get up. And even Matt Ayton has grown a little bit here in the last year. 29-25. Overton, first minute has expired here in the second half. Trying to lob it down to Olmstead from behind. Lewandowski tips it away. First turnover for the Eagles in the first quarter. Loup City wants to run. The numbers aren't there. Lambrecht kicks it back out top. Lewandowski drop step, comes down the lane, and wanted to pass it. Should have shot it. It's turned over. Brady's one of those kids that just always wants to pass it, and it's a turnover, and the layup is up and in for Jacob Olmstead. There was nowhere to throw it that time, and it's 31-25. But again, all freshmen and sophomore. Loup City's playing very well, considering. Get it into the corner to Lambrick. Double team, needs somebody to throw it to, just throws it up for grabs, and they'll turn it over again. Now the inexperience showing, and Olmstead comes down the floor, and he is fouled hard by Austin Bocart. By hard, I mean he grabbed his arm. Physically, Loup City has a hard time matching up here with Overton, and a timeout going to be called by head coach Paul Henry. It's just a 30, but he sees the changes that Coach Jay Stair has made, and he wants to talk to his team. 6:20 to go, third quarter, 31-25 Overton. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Joe's Market in Loup City is proud to support the area athletes.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Out of the 30-second timeout, Loup City. It'll be their second. Overton inbound. They get it to Olmstead right underneath the Jensen, and the shot is up and in, and a foul to go along with it. One of those where Olmstead went and caught it and just redirected it over to Jensen, and Jacob a chance for a three-point play, which would give him 10 points in the game if he can score. The foul, though, is on Riley Lambrick. It's his third. He's the only Red Raider in any foul trouble. Free throw is up, and it's in and out, no good, and Brady Lewandowski will have his third rebound. For Loup City, up the floor they come. Lambrick, Riley up top. They go to Lewandowski. Has a three, doesn't want it. Inside to Cole Lambrick. Double teamed out to Rasmussen left wing. Tries to get free. Good thing about Loup City, they are not afraid to shoot it, but they are trying to take good shots as the ball's kicked. Loup City had a lot of trouble the first 6 minutes of the ball game, just even getting a look. And then as they hit a couple, their confidence got going. And you just see it snowball. They were down 15. They cut it to four at the half, but now they are having trouble getting going here again in the third quarter. They have not scored and are down 8, 33-25. Rasmussen working on 8 and going to take him to the rack. Off-balance jumper, no good, well-defended. Rebound brought down by Zach Olmstead. I'm sure that was the number one thing at halftime for Coach Jay Stair. Play better defense, guys, and we're going to be okay. Weiss for 3, it's good. Randy Weiss, it's his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6, and the lead is back up to 11. 36-25, a 7-0 run to start the half for Overton. Lewandowski, 3 at the top of the key, and his first shot of the game is good. Three-pointer for Brady Lewandowski, and it's 36-28. Loup City is actually 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Matt Ayton into the right-hand corner, Jensen. Reverse it up top to Olmstead. Jake will give it off into the corner to Ayton for another three. And he hits another one. Matt Ayton hits this three. And it is going to be a 39-28 ball game again. Lewandowski fakes the three, but Jensen's right on him. He didn't bite to Bocart. Left side of the key, crossover dribble. Bounce pass up top. Olmstead saw it coming. This time it's Zach with the steal and in for the layup. He'll score and a weak foul to go along with it. Cole Lambrick, one of those he should have just let him go. He's going to give an opportunity to add on another point. But again, how many times do we have to tell you, if you haven't been listening, all freshmen and sophomores on the floor for Loup City. Seth Skopinski out, sick. Mitch Higgins out and will be with a back injury. And the free throw is going to be no good by Olmstead. The rebound brought down by the man who committed the foul, Cole Lambrick. Up the floor, Rasmussen pulls up, doesn't have numbers, comes up way short, and Brady Weiss is there to collect the rebound. His fourth. 41-28, Overton, 4.5 to go here in the third quarter, and a transition three is up and in for Brady Weiss. Well, when you hit three straight threes, that's going to get you going, and that's what Overton has done to take the lead out to 16, and we've got a timeout on the floor by Loup City. So the lead was 15, cut to 4, and now to start the second half, a 15-3 run, and it's back up to a 16-point lead. 4:24 to go here in the third quarter. Overton 44, Loup City 28. We'll be back after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
And out of the Loup City timeout, the Red Raiders will have the ball, trailing by 16 now all of a sudden. They were down 4 at the half. Charzinka comes into the ball game. So does Jacobowski during the break. Rasmussen stays in. So does Cole and Riley Lambrick. 5 on the floor for Loup City. Off a couple of picks. We've got a whistle away for the ball, it looks like. and a hold going to be called there on Overton. Try to fight off one of the screens there. Foul is on Olmstead. Zach, his first. Loop City ball underneath their own hoop. They get it into Jacobowski, whose three is blocked out of bounds, almost saved by Jacob Olmstead with his third block of the ball game. Overton started the game on a 16-1 run. Might have been a 17-1 run now that I think about it, but I know it was a 16-1 run. And now a 15-3 run to start the second half as Rasmussen's shot is no good. Rebound Zach Olmstead. Long outlet pass to Jake. He can't take it into the paint. Keeps the dribble. Takes a 19-foot jumper instead. It's no good. Rebound will come out to Brady Rasmussen. Tries to push the pace. Up the floor he gets it for a wild shot by Jacobowski, who didn't know where he was. Shot's no good. Rebound Tanner Ryan, and he walked with the basketball. As everybody was fighting for it, it'll be Loop City ball in front of their own bench. 44-28 Overton, 3:36 to go here in quarter number three. Ravenna and Centura will wrap up our day one coverage next at 6:15. Right elbow with it, Loop City, Lambrick to Lambrick, Riley from 17. I think it was partially blocked, but it's saved underneath by Jarzinka trying to get a shot. That one's blocked by Tanner Ryan. So Ryan got his hand on one. Brady Weiss got his hand on one. And Overton, almost a carbon copy of the first 7 minutes of the game here in the third quarter. 44-28. They have the lead. Trying to lob it into Bavard. And we have got a hold. Loop City foul. Will be their third here of the half. Make it fourth of the half. It's going to be on Matt Jarzinka, his first personal. Inbounds pass. Overton goes to the top of the key. Olmstead. Zach fires it up on the drive. No good. Rebound brought down by Cole Lambrick. Outlet pass. Rasmussen up the floor he comes. Rasmussen to the left side of the key. Bavard gives him some room. Doesn't want it. Into the corner to Riley Lambrick. Riley drives into the double team. Back out Rasmussen. Pushing and shoving down low. Jarzinka and Ryan got it to Jarzinka. His shot up too strong. Jake Olmstead has his third rebound. Brings it to the left side of the key. Right side over to Weiss. Another three on the way, and that one is no good. Backside rebound by Bavard, though. Kick it out for another three-pointer that this time is good by Zach Olmstead. Four threes in the quarter now for Overton, and they have their largest lead at 19 points. Loop City just 2 points here in the second half. Inside, Lambert Cole tried to go off the glass, left it short, and the rebound brought down by Zach Olmstead. Up the floor come the blue and white of Overton, and a blocking foul. No, a charging foul. They're going to say that Brady Weiss lowered his shoulder, and that'll be his first, the team's third. It was 29-25 at the half, and since then, the only points is a Brady Lewandowski three for Loop City, and Overton has put up 18. So maybe Loop City can get things going again here. About the same point they did in the first half. Lewandowski off the pick. Lambrick gets it down low, underthrown. Jensen deflects it, picked up Jacobowski into the right-hand corner, no shot. Out to Lewandowski on the right side of the key. Up top, Lambrick reverses it left side. Austin Bocard, who re-enters into the paint, leaves it off there for a fadeaway jumper. Riley Lambrick, no good. And on the rebound, we've got a whistle. And the foul is going to be called on Dallas Bavard, his second. Each team with four fouls here at the third quarter. And Loop City will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in will be Riley Lambrick. Everybody stacked on the right side, so he has to throw it all the way out to midcourt. Goes into the backcourt, and Bocard has it. Matt Eaton was trying to win the race to the ball, but didn't happen. Bocard now brings it into the front court. They clear things out. He's going to attack. Scoop shot hit the bottom of the rim. No good. Jacob Jensen will grab the loose ball. Into the front court they come. Dump it into the left-hand corner. Max Flores is in to Jensen. One-hand turnaround jumper, no good. Bavard got inside. In traffic, puts it up, no good. Jacobowski has the rebound for Loop City. Just one bucket here in the third quarter. We're down to a minute 10 to go. Remember, they only had 1 point before the one-minute mark in the first quarter. Lambrick into the corner to Lewandowski. Cut off there by Ryan. Out to Riley Lambrick for three, and he hits it. Riley Lambrick with his third three of the ball game. And it is 47-31. Loop City's 4-5 from beyond the arc. They just don't get very many looks. Flores with it for Overton into the right-hand corner to Tanner Ryan. 48 seconds to go here, third quarter. The cutter, Jensen in the paint. Knocked away from behind by Bocart. Tries to get it back, and there's a foul on Loop City. Going for the loose ball. Foul is going to be on number 30, Brady Landusky, his first, fifth team. And after a short breather, we will see Rasmussen re-enter, and so will Cole Lambrecht here for Loup City. 42 seconds to go in the third quarter, 47-31. Overton with the lead and the ball underneath their own hoop. The Jensen left-hand corner tries to come down the baseline. Looks like he stepped out of bounds, but they're going to say he just dribbled it off the leg. And they'll try it again from the other side of the hoop. Matt Aiton to throw it in. Same thing, Jensen up top, Flores trying to get it back to Aiton for a three. He's there off the pick, but left it way short. Nobody can grab the ball, though. And they're going to say that it's off of Overton. And give the ball to the Red Raiders with 33 seconds remaining here in the third quarter of play. 47-31, Overton with the lead. Left elbow with it is Lambrecht. Cole hands it off to Jacobowski. Comes down the paint, throws up an off-balance shot that does go. Jacobowski with his second shot. And second bucket, 47-33. Still 15 seconds to go. Overton trying to score on this last possession. Aiton gives it off to Bavard. 7 seconds, way out away from the hoop. 5 seconds, up top floor as they're trying to find eight. And instead, Jensen casts up the three. It's no good. Bavard's put back at the buzzer. Won't go. Oh, Bavard was right there off the missed three, but it would not go. And we are at the end of the third quarter of play here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament Boys Semifinal. It's Overton 47, Loup City 33. And we're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Overton gets the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading at 47-33, and they're looking for a three-pointer. Zach to Jake, up and in. And the three-pointers are falling here in the second half for the Overton Eagles, and they lead it 50-33. Their biggest lead of the basketball game, 17 points. Had been up 19 for a moment. Back up top they'll go. And Lambrecht comes in, shot partially blocked in there by Brady Weiss. A lot of blocks in the game, and it'll be Loup City stealing it at the other end. So Overton just their fifth turnover of the game. Up the floor, Rasmussen, and then Aiton, who let the ball get away from him, makes a frustration foul. Second foul on Matt Aiton. 15 foul. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece. Overton, pretty balanced scoring. That 3 by Jacob Olmsen gives him 16. Brady Weiss and Jacob Jensen each have 9. Loup City is led still by Cole Lambrecht with 10. All of those in the second quarter. Brady Rasmussen works the right side. Turnaround jumper over Aiton is short. And Aiton is going to pull down the rebound. 9 for Riley Lambrecht and 7 for Brady Rasmussen, the scoring here for Loup City. 7 minutes to go in the game, 50-33. Overton has the lead. The winner plays at 6:15 tomorrow, the loser at 2:45 on ESPN Radio. Another 3 by Olmsted, and it's up, no good, and actually went up above and hit the pipes holding the hoop, so that's out of bounds. Overton, after going 2 of 10 from three-point land in the first half, was 4 of 7 in the third quarter and currently is 7 of 19 for the ball game, so they've got that average up there where you can live with it at around 30-35%. That's where you can kind of live with your three-point shooting. Riley Lambrecht, his team 4 of 5, puts up the 3, no good. The rebound came down to Brady Lewandowski, but he stepped on a foot. He looked for somebody to throw it to. He just had no oomph on it, and it's taken away. The 15th turnover for Loup City. 3 times as many as this Overton team, and knocked away Bocard. He was able to double down on Olmsted and knock it away. So Overton with their 6th turnover. Into the front court, here's Lambrecht, takes it at Olmsted and hangs and scores. Cole Lambrecht with a dozen points. and it's 50-35. It's been a game of runs. Overton controlled the first and third quarter. Loop City had a pretty good second quarter. And they're going to need a heck of a fourth quarter here against the number one team in D1. Both D1 schools now. Inside Jensen, back in the corner, Ayton, 17-footer, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Zach Holmes. Stead up, no good. Now Jensen with the rebound once, twice, and no good either time. And Cole Lambrick will bring down the rebound. So Jacob Jensen had his chance, couldn't finish at the other end. Rasmussen buries a 15-footer. Loop City is shooting the ball well when they have the open look. They're knocking down the shots. And a timeout going to be called here by Overton. Coach Jay Stair's not going to wait as long as he did in the second quarter. It's a full-length timeout. With 5:21 to go in this basketball game, the score is Overton 50 and Loop City 37 on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Joe's Market in Loop City is proud to support the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Doug Duda with you at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Overton taking the timeout, leading Loop City 50-37, 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Zach Olmstead gets it to Jake, clears a little room, doesn't get the shot, back up top Weiss, now back underneath, and Zach, he's fouled before the shot because Bocart reached in from behind and grabbed his arm. That'll be the second foul on Austin. Sixth team foul, and so Overton will take it out underneath their own hoop. Again, up next, Centura and Ravenna. 6:15 scheduled tip. Might start a little early. Overton ball open three off the inbound. Weiss fires, no good, and it goes out of bounds over to the Red Raiders. A reminder that Monday Night Football comes your way on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And we'll have that ball game for you, 7 o'clock pregame kickoff, or tip-off, kickoff. What are we doing? Basketball, football, kickoff at 7:40. As the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds. It'll still be Loop City basketball. And they'll get it into Brady Rasmussen. Brady with a basketball. Across the timeline, coming to the left side. Could cut it to 10 with a 3 and at least keep it interesting, but instead Weiss jumps in front, knocks the ball away. Steal is made. They want a timeout. And who are they going to give possession to? Loop City was hoping to get a travel, and instead it's going to be a turnover, and Overton did get the timeout to save the possession. 4:25 to go in the ball game, still 50-37 Overton, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Little sports news today. Nebraska handed out four more black shirts at their practice in San Diego, and they did that to really some special teamers, including Alex Henry and Adi Kunalik getting black shirts. How about that? Huskers in Washington Thursday night in the Holiday Bowl on the Breeze 94.5 and ESPN Radio 1460 1550. Back to action here at three for Brady Weiss for Overton. No good. The ball is tipped out to Brady Rasmussen, who will grab the rebound. LeVar went over the back to try and save it, and all he could do is tip it wide. 3:50 to go, 50-37 Overton. Rasmussen up top, comes to the right side, guarded by Bavard in the man-to-man. Lost the handle, gets it to the cutter, Lambrick. There's a couple of contacts, no call. Comes inside to Jarzinka, who is foul. Boy, should have been a foul called there. Jensen just hit Lambrick into the wall over there on the out of bounds. But in the end, it's going to work out for Matt Jarzynka to go to the line and shoot two. Hasn't scored. This will be his first free throw. The foul on Brady Weiss will be his second. And the free throw is short, no good. Neither team has been stellar at the line. Loup City 3 of 6, Overton 3 of 8. Don't forget what we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits. Second free throw also short, and Jake Olmstead has his fourth rebound. Well, Overton looked really good out of the gate here, a 16-1 lead, and then Loup City got some confidence, hit a couple shots, and Overton never really took off. I mean, they started the first half on a 16-1 run and then an 18-3 run to start the second half, and that's 34 of their 50 points. Now, let's realize that that involved basically the whole first and third quarter, so it's not like they were totally dead the rest of the time, but that's 34 of their 50 points. They have only scored 1 3-point bucket here in the fourth quarter, passing it around into Olmstead, and Zach gets it over to Jake for a three-pointer. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Jensen, and he's going to be fouled on the putback. Two free throws coming up for Jacob Jensen, who is just 1 of 4 at the line. I've got him for 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 block. The foul called on Cole Lambrick will be his second. First free throw by Jensen is on the way, and in. So double digits for Jacob Jensen, 51-37. Lewandowski checks in, and so does Jacobowski for Loup City. Jarzynka and Bocart will set out. 2:55 to go. Second free throw now is on the way, and Jensen has that one rattle in and out, no good. And Brady Lewandowski will have his fifth rebound here for the Red Raiders. 3 and 4. Looks like they're going to fall to 3 and 5 unless they really catch fire here. Just 4 points in the quarter and nothing since Overton called the timeout at the 5:20 mark. So almost 3 minutes without scoring, and Loup City is going to call a timeout. Coach Paul Henry, I think, was anticipating a turnover. Only one timeout remains for the Red Raiders. Stay with us. 2:35 to go in the ball game. In between games, it's our live Wolfgang's Vault brought to you by our fine friends out along the way, and we will have that for you coming up between games. Always some good live classic rock here on Classic Hits 98.9 for your drive home. Just 2:35 remaining in this ball game. Overton 51 and Loup City 37 when we're done. We will have a quick wrap-up with the Misco Sports postgame show. Wolfgang's Vault and turn around for the Centura-Ravenna boys game. We've scheduled the tip at 6:15, but just letting you know, they might start a wee bit early. This game, I think, started about 5 minutes early. We'll see as some of the Ravenna fans start to show up here at the gymnasium. Hope you're having a great holiday break. Hope most of you get to have that break. The rest of us will be out here working and bringing you some ball games, taking care of you. As Loup City has the basketball, Lewandowski faked the three. Jensen flew out at him, gave it to Lambrick. That one's way off the mark, but Lewandowski is going to run it down. I think Jacob Jensen threw off his shot, give it off to Jacobowski. Austin off the glass and in. That's 6 points for the sophomore Austin Jacobowski. 51-39 Overton, 2:10 to go. Loup City, all freshman and sophomore, if you hadn't been with us earlier. And for Overton, a ton of seniors on this team, juniors mixed in. They are ranked number one in D1. They made it to the state finals last year. And yep, Loup City has played very well, though. Here, a back cut. They clear the lane wide open for Jacob Olmstead. He'll hit the reverse layup. He's got 18, and it's 53-39. Rasmussen lobs it underneath. Lambrick's there. There's no help, and a layup up and in for Cole Lambrick. He had two guys fronting him and nobody behind him, 53-41. Overton still with the basketball, spreading it into the four corners. Loup City's got to come out in a man-to-man. They need to foul, and I think they want to. And the ball knocked away, and Jensen got it back and scored. They tried to foul, and they didn't get the call. And Coach Paul Henry was not happy with that one. And an easy bucket for Jacob Jensen, and now a turnover at the other end. So Loup City gives it up here with a minute 10 to go. And it's 55-41. 8 points in the quarter is all Overton has, but that is going to be enough. The first and third were big quarters for the Eagles. Down to Jensen again. Double dribble. They're on top of that one. Jensen saw that he had a two-on-one. He was going to shoot, but then the defender came out on him, so then he knew he wanted to pass it. And in between turned it over. Just the seventh turnover for Overton into the ball game for Loop City. Alex Spatansky with 1:03 to go. Spatansky was in momentarily in the first half. Brady Rasmussen off the pick, open at the free throw line, got fouled. Coming off the pick, Dallas Bavard got him on the arm. That's his third personal foul. And Brady Rasmussen will go to the line. Well, I know the Loop plat is tough, but boy, oh boy. Also in there for Loop City, we want to mention Ty Elsner. If these guys play like this and continue to improve, Loop City is going to be really something to be reckoned with the next couple of years. Free throw is up and in for Rasmussen, and now he's got 10 points. Cole Labrick leads the team with 14, and we see the bench is clear now. It doesn't take much for Loop City. They only had 9 guys suited tonight. Seth Skavinsky, Mitch Higgins is out. In for Overton, Justin Johnson. I'll try and get Ethan Johnson. Get a couple more numbers for you. Second free throw is short. And the rebound brought down by Nicholas Seaberger. Also in there is Anthony Fisher. And number, I'll pick up the fifth number in a minute here as the ball is deflected. And a foul going to be called. Both teams are in the bonus, so that gives some of the second teamers a chance at the 1-1. And at the line, let's see, the other one, Joel Schaefer, is in there for Overton. And at the line is going to be Justin Johnson to shoot a 1-1. Foul on Elsner. Free throw, no good. And the rebound brought down by Alex Spatansky. 45 seconds to go. Into the front court is going to be Riley Lambrecht. Man-to-man, just trying to run their offense, get a good shot here. Into the corner, Spatansky, back up Rasmussen. Back cut, they get it to Jacobowski. His 10-foot runner, no good. Ball loose, into the crown, out of bounds. They'll give the ball to Overton, and Loop City coach Paul Henry puts his guys at midcourt. 55-42, the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Overton's going to get the win here, but they had to fight a little more than one would have thought. Johnson with it, and it's going to be Ethan up to Justin. 15 seconds. Justin throws it into the paint, and the ball is stripped away that time from Seaberger. Steal made by Riley Lambrick. Lambrick up the floor, gets it underneath, and the short jumper up and in by Austin Jacobowski. 3 seconds to go, and Overton. Seaberger from three-quarter court will fire it up, no good, and that's the end of the basketball game. Final score, Overton 55 and Loop City 44, and one of those rare occasions where maybe the losing coach will be more satisfied than the winning coach here today. But the bottom line is it's a win, and Overton will be in the championship tomorrow. Could see a battle of number ones. They'll take on either Ravenna or Centaur, and of course Ravenna number one in C2. Overton goes to 5-1. Loop City falls to 3-5, and we'll be back with the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to Factory Specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Loop City and protect what needs protected in your life. A proud supporter of all area high school sports, RAI of Nebraska.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Overton, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Here's a look at the Misco Sports Postgame Show, open for you 7 days a week, whether you've got a little Christmas cash to spend or you still got some Christmas gifts to spend or to buy for this weekend. We know how it all works. More Christmases all the time. They've got what you need, all Husker apparel, now 20% off at Misco Sports. They will not tip it off until about 6:10. They put 40 minutes on the clock here, so it will be right around 6:15. For that Ravenna boys game. They're ready to come out and warm up, but 40 minutes are on the clock, so you don't have to bust the speed law, I mean, unless you wanted to get here for this basketball game, the next game between Centura and Ravenna. Final numbers for Loop City, just the 5 guys scoring the ball game here today, but Austin Jacobowski, the only man to score off the bench, 8 points, 1 rebound. Austin Bocart, 3 rebounds. Cole Lambrecht, the leading scorer, 14 points and a team-high 7 rebounds. Riley Lambrecht, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Brady Lewandowski, 3 points, 6 rebounds. Matt Jarzynka, 3 rebounds. Alex Spetansky had 2 rebounds. And Brady Rasmussen, 10 points, 5 rebounds. I had Loop City for 17 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 in the first half, and in the second half, 1 of 4. 3-point shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, 7 in the second half. Loop City had 25 points at halftime, just 19 in the second half. The Red Raiders finished with 44 points, 29 rebounds. 4 out of 9 at the free throw line, 4 of 7 from 3-point land. 17 turnovers. The Red Raiders fall to 3-5 and will play the Centura Ravenna loser tomorrow afternoon at 2:45. And you can hear that game on ESPN Radio 1460 and also, as always, on the web, kkpr.com or ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll look at the final numbers for Overton in a minute here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we are back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at your final numbers now for the Overton Eagles. Matt Ayton hit a three-pointer for his 3 points and 3 rebounds, 1 block shot. Dallas Bavard had 3 rebounds. Jacob Jensen, 12 points, a team-high, 8 rebounds, 1 block. Nicholas Seebarger had a rebound. Brady Weiss, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Zach Olmstead had 7 points, 6 rebounds. Jacob Olmstead I had for 18 game-high points, 4 rebounds, 3 blocks. Tanner Ryan, 4 points, 1 rebound, and 1 block. 14 rebounds in the first half. Second half, 16. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 of the first half and 1 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 10 in the first half, 5 of 12 in the second half, which gave them their breathing room and a little bit of comfort zone. And then turnovers. Overton had 3 in the first half and 5 in the second half. 29 points at halftime, 28. Make it 26 in the second half. Held to just 8 points there in the fourth quarter, but it was enough as Overton finishes with 55 points, 30 rebounds, 4 out of 11 at the free throw line, 7 of 22 from three-point land. I had them for 8 block shots and 8 turnovers. Overton, number 1 in D1, improves to 5-1 with a 55-44 win over Loop City, and they will play the Ravenna Centura winner tomorrow night at 6:15 right here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take about a 30-minute break and be back at 6:10 with our New Tech Seed pregame show as Ravenna takes on Centura. Until then, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. This has been the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports. On the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, you'll be better equipped for the games you play when you pick up brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Adidas, Mizuno, and at Nike. And, of course, if you got those New Year's resolutions, folks, you want to work out a little more, lose a little weight, they've got a whole new set of weights and dumbbells in at Misco, so check them out on the bricks. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying our first two games tonight have went this way. The Loop City girls beat Overton 39-29, and the Overton boys beat Loop City 55-44. We'll see you in about a half hour for Ravenna Centura boys basketball.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.